Hello, and welcome back to The Weekly Fix. My name is Mindy Goodmanson, and I'm an institutional portfolio manager with RBC's Blue Bay Fixed Income team. Over the past week, U.S. Treasury yields have traded in a narrow range following a robust payrolls report, which eased concerns about labor market deterioration. The broader narrative remains one of economic resilience, which was further supported by January's headline CPI figure, which rose just 0.2% for the month and 2.4% for the last 12 months. Census expectations were slightly higher, making this a welcome report, though it's notable that inflation is still well above the Fed's stated target of 2%. Market pricing continues to reflect two Fed Reserve rate cuts this year, and absent a material inflation surprise in the coming months, this pricing is unlikely to shift near term. Treasury volatility remains subdued, with the MOVE index not far from its five-year low. Within U.S. credit markets, strong demand reflects low recession risk and contained default expectations. This demand, however, is encountering significant new issuance stemming from elevated 2026 capital expenditure projections, particularly within the technology sector, which continues to scale AI-related investment. This supply wave is exerting technical pressure on investment-grade spreads, while high yield remains relatively well-positioned, with stronger fundamentals and shorter duration profiles. A critical question is whether AI adoption and monetization will accelerate sufficiently to translate near-term investment into sustainable productivity gains and financial returns. Another important theme to watch is the potential inflationary implications of the AI investment cycle. While there is considerable optimism about AI-driven productivity gains, the near-term rush to deploy capital could generate upward pressure on prices if firms continue to compete for scarce raw materials, components, and skilled labor. Should inflation remain contained despite this surge in investment, it would be an encouraging signal that productivity gains are arriving sooner than expected. January's moderated CPI reading provided some encouragement. However, caution is warranted against complacency, as tariff impacts and other economic headwinds could still materialize. In summary, U.S. markets remain characterized by macro stability, subdued rate volatility, resilient credit performance, and heavy corporate issuance. We will continue to monitor the data for signs of inflation pressure. Beyond that, the interplay between AI-driven investment, productivity gains, and price pressures may prove central in determining the next phase for both rates and risk assets. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.